This is Daily Discipleship with guest host Jerry White. Today, how to handle the devastating little phrase, "You're fired." Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known.
And now,
guest host Jerry White.
I once read about a man who held a responsible position with a good company. He was on the way up. He had the world by the tail. He exuded confidence. But one day his boss fired him. The man soon found a better job with even better pay. But 1 year after being fired, he described it like this. "I'd like to say it was a learning experience that I will someday laugh about, but I can't. It is the closest thing to dying that I ever expect to feel. That's the only way I can describe it. It feels like you're dying. On paper, I'm just as successful, more successful monetarily, but because of that blot of being fired, I feel like I'm a failure forever. Something inside me says that if I enjoy myself too much now, I'll be yanked back to reality by being fired again." The words, "you're fired," brings chills up our spine. Being without work is frightening. It hurts our pride. It can leave us with a feeling of worthlessness and failure, and it drives us to God. Whether the reasons for dismissal are valid or not, the fact remains. We are without work, and the reason is permanently recorded in our employment file. When we're fired, or when we face other failures in life, there are several positive steps we can take to handle the situation. They aren't easy, but they do help. First, even if it seems trite, thank God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reminds us, "In everything, give thanks." When we fail, this verse takes on real meaning. God always wants what is good for us, what will bring glory to Him. Second, think about what really happened. Seek the truth, no matter how much it hurts. If we fail to evaluate well, we are the losers. This doesn't mean we dwell on the past, but we need to learn from it so that we don't repeat the same mistake in the future. Third, be faithful in your walk with God. Seek His direction for the future. Fourth, guard against bitterness. Injustice is a part of life. We cannot change wrongs by becoming bitter. Fifth, wait. Be patient as God reveals the details of His plan. Sixth, make corrections. Change wrong attitudes. Alter your career goals. Learn new skills. Deal with spiritual issues and develop discipline. Seventh, don't quit. That famous philosopher Snoopy from the Peanuts cartoon says, "Within every human being lies a deep secret urge to punt." Don't do it. Be diligent and aggressive in your next steps. God will lead in His ways. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship